From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Heavy security was reported Saturday in Dhaka, Bangladesh, after Islamist militants killed more than 20 people in a restaurant there. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during a siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least two police officers were also killed. In a televised address to the nation Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. She said the way they have carried out the killings cannot be tolerated. It shows the signs of extreme hatred, anger, and killing sprees flowing through them. She asked, how can a normal human being attack another in such a way, and that also in this holy month of Ramadan? The Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the attacks, but that could not be verified. At the White House and the State Department, they both confirmed the death of an American whose identity has not been released. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called the attack a despicable act of terrorism. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with officials from the FBI for 3.5 hours in Washington Saturday as part of a probe into her use of a private email server when she served as Secretary of State. A campaign spokesman said Clinton gave a voluntary interview at the FBI headquarters in Washington. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Republican lawmakers have called for an independent investigation because they don't trust the Justice Department to handle the case. This is VOA News.